All Ouachita Parish public schools are open with the exception of West Monroe High School and the Ouachita Parish Alternative Center located on North 7th Street in West Monroe. Outside of that, all Ouachita Parish schools are open for class today, as are Monroe City schools. Senator Mary Landrieu spoke with residents Wednesday afternoon about damage, cleanup, and insurance claims after an EF2 tornado hit the area Monday. Landrieu was joined by several local officials in visiting some sites in Ouachita Parish. She says she's thankful there were no injuries or deaths and added that the federal government will backstop the efforts of local officials. Landrieu toured areas of West Monroe, the Garden District, and Tanglewood subdivision and spoke with residents and volunteers about government efforts to help them out. She also urged residents to make sure they filed insurance claims on damage from the storm. The National Weather Service confirmed that it was, in fact, a tornado that hit Ouachita Parish Monday. It was part of the severe weather activity that did widespread damage to the area. National Weather Service meteorologist Bill Parker, who headed up the assessment team, says the tornado that touched down was an EF2.
Maximum winds associated with the tornado was around 125 miles per hour. The path length was 9 miles long, and at its widest, we estimate that the tornado is about 300 yards wide.
Parker says the tornado went right through the cities of West Monroe and Monroe.
Numerous homes and businesses were damaged. Vehicles were damaged. A lot of trees and power lines snapped, uprooted.
The National Weather Service sent the team to the area on Tuesday to survey the damage. An EF2 tornado has winds between 111 and 135 miles per hour. Parker says it is fortunate that the area only sustained property damage as a result of the storm. Louisiana Supreme Court says an education overhaul bill pushed through the legislature in 2012 is constitutional, reversing a lower court's finding that the legislation crammed too many diverse elements into a single bill. Wednesday's decision was a victory for Governor Bobby Jindal, who had strongly backed the legislation affecting teacher tenure, salaries, and the power of local school boards and superintendents. Some of the tenure provisions were reworked in 2014. But Wednesday's decision still affects teachers dismissed under the law between 2012 and 14, and it upholds parts of the law reducing the importance of teacher seniority when school boards lay off employees, provisions giving the state authority to review local superintendents' contracts with their respective school boards, and an increase in superintendents' powers to hire and fire. Well, a bug that likes to munch on soybean stems, first spotted in northeast Louisiana, has entered the Baton Rouge area. The kudzu bug has been found in East Baton Rouge, West Feliciana, as well as Washington parishes, and in Concordia and West Carroll parishes since March. LSU Ag Center entomologist Jeff Davis says the pest is capable of reducing yields by about 20%. He says chemicals used to control stink bugs and other pests can also control the kudzu bug. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the low 80s.